And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, though? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
I hate that we can't put it on wax like we supposed to.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do we do?
We get a people. I have to ask Mike D about that putting on wax.
That's not how it works. You know, that's not how it works. Mike D can sign whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that his record label and the producers and everybody's involved signs what they want.
Mike just told me in my ear, JC said, Joe Crack is officially in the building.
Who's coming on the show today, Jalen Rose?
Fat Joe.
Don Cartagena. Terror Squad. Bronx's Fat Joe is here. We'll be joining us later on the show. So excited about that.
No doubt.
This is his return. He's been here before. He's coming back. I like return guests. Sometimes there's a game that has so many different angles and levels to it that you and I need to go deeper than the box score. Let's get it. We kept saying that this road trip for the Lakers would be sort of a sink or swim road trip. We'll really find out who they are. Well, so far they've been backstroking all over the Western Conference.
I like what you did there.
They played the Jazz, and they waxed the Jazz. LeBron had 20 and 12 assists. AD had 26. AD has now scored over 25 points in five straight games, Jalen.
He's balling.
I didn't expect this road trip to start this easily for the Lakers.
Well, and those are two tough back-to-backs.
Mm-hmm.
Denver and the Jazz.
Altitude, travel,
correct.
All that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jazz normally play so very well at home. They had a couple of quality wins this year already playing on their home court. But going deeper into the box score, Rajon Rondo, double-figure assists off the bench, double-figure points, played well when they put him in the fourth quarter. Dwight Howard, giving him energy, blocking shots, even made a three-point shot. How about that for a guy that couldn't shoot free throws, worked on his post game. Now he's expanded his game to the point where he's making three-point shots. And you talked about the stars. LeBron James leading the league in assists. And I'm telling you, that the basketball has kinetic energy.
What?
It has kinetic energy. All of a sudden, when the guy that leads the league in assists is playing on your team, trust me, I played with Steve Nash. And everybody feel like they're going to get the ball. All of a sudden, you're running faster. You're jumping higher. You feel better about your role.
They say that, and a lot of people that played with LeBron have said this, that there's a certain pressure that comes with it. Like, he's so good that he puts him in position to score that there's a little bit of pressure. It's got to feel so good to be standing there and have LeBron make one of his moves and then give you a perfect pass and then it comes right in the pocket and then you hit the shot and you're running back and LeBron points to you and you point to LeBron. Like, that's that energy that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And the Lakers have that right
now. Correct.
Like, they're having fun.
And they're not saying this, but they understand how important it is to stack these W's early in the season. Because as they get in later in the year, LeBron is in his 17th season. And I talked about this the other day. Players that want to low manage, handle your business in the first three quarters if you're that great.
Quarter, take your shoes off. Sign them and give them to a fan. That's how you load manage.
That's the league I grew up watching and playing in.
So there is a play that we need to watch here. You know I'm a big LeBron James fan, right? I'm a LeBron James stan. And I'll tell you right now, I see no travel. I see no travel. I don't know what you're talking about. He's just dribbling. That's just a basketball player dribbling. I see no travel whatsoever right there.
I play so much basketball in my life. And once I got to the NBA, I realized something.
What's that?
They don't always call travel.
They don't always call travel.
But you know why, though? I'm going to tell you why.
Oh.
Just like there are times where there are two individuals, they both collapse on the ball, and then they both foul the person. The ref will kindly look at you, Hugh Evans or whoever.
Don't call?
Nah. They'll give the foul to the player who isn't as good as the other guy.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works.
So I'm not giving Jordan a foul.
No. I'm giving Rose a foul.
Correct.
Yeah, of course.
That's how
so
you do that.
So you played in the NBA for 13 years, and you know what? You're a great NBA analyst, but I'm a pickup basketball analyst. And one thing that I don't like about this, no call, he didn't get an advantage. He wasn't going through the lane and taking an extra step. There's no advantage.
No,
that's like, you know what? Like when I play pickup, you're not calling a travel in a backcourt. You got no advantage whatsoever right there.
Jacoby.
No advantage.
Can I teach you something?
No, you can't.
Can I tell you the
advantage? Anything. We've been doing this 8 years. You never taught me anything.
Can I teach you the advantage that he got?
What's that?
All right, can I tell you the advantage he got?
Go ahead.
They kept the possession.
That's an advantage, I suppose. But this isn't even the most egregious travel that we've seen. Let's just take a sec to think back, okay? Let's look back at some of the more egregious travels
that
we have ever seen. First, we got Bradley Beal here.
I remember that Pistons game. Shout out to G,
by the
way.
One, two, three.
He didn't want to get it
blocked. Love that one. And you can't have this without the Carmelo Classic.
I really believe I was at that game.
With the Carmelo Classic, you know, this one I love. This is when he's on the Knicks. Put him to seven. You know, rocker step. Is that what we're calling that?
Now you got a little bit older. You know what I'm saying? No breaks. Is what that's called.
The brake pads are worn down a little bit.
Tippy toes a little bit.
The brake pads are worn down a little bit.
He's like, if I stop, this is going to hurt.
And I know you remember the Corey Brewer one.
Yeah, that was
Corey
classic.
Brewer from 2014. See, it always happens on these breaks. I got him. You know what? I always say a travel is only it's not how many steps you take, it's how awkward it looked. Like, that didn't look that awkward. That's what it was. It's at least five steps. So you mentioned it earlier, but I want to visit another play from this Lakers-Jazz game as we go deeper in the box score. Is Dwight Howard just didn't hit a three. Mm-hmm. He spotted up in the corner.
He did.
And watch the jab step. Give him the jab step, Dwight. Get him off you, Dwight. The jab step is my favorite part about this whole thing. Look at Boogie. Sometimes you forget Boogie's on the Lakers.
Boogie! Get well soon.
What do you think about Dwight Howard hitting the three?
It's all about great karma as a basketball team. Mm. And you and I talk about this a lot. Poor teams, when somebody makes a mistake, they point fingers. They talk bad about one another behind each other's back.
Yep.
And it becomes an argument when somebody calls you on it. Successful teams, and it's not just basketball. This is a business. This is in whatever entity.
Family?
Correct. The successful teams find ways to lift one another up, especially when they're not around. So when this Lakers team gets on the plane and then each of them go to their hotel room, it's not going to be this eighth man on the team, I don't like his attitude, or I appreciate LeBron not throwing me the ball the one time I was open. That's the karma that now lends to you being successful and really having a great opportunity to go with your talent to accomplish your goals.
Luka and the Mavericks, four straight wins. The latest victim of Luka and the Mavericks was the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Luka, he was only 1-for-8 from three, mind you. But he did finish with 22 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Jalen, can they keep this up?
I think they can keep it up. If you look at the lower half of the Western Conference playoff race, we don't know what's going to happen with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors won't be in the playoffs, obviously.
No. We kind of know what's going to happen with the Spurs.
Some people wanted to pencil in the Pelicans.
Uh-uh.
Their lottery.
No.
The Kings didn't get off to a great start.
They've been playing better.
They're playing better.
They're missing Bagley and Fox right now.
Minnesota is playing better. So these are the two teams that probably were not in last year.
They
have a legitimate chance to get in this year. And Wiggins has been balling. So has Karl-Anthony
Towns.
There's
been so much discussion about Luka, and he deserves all of it. But there's one stat that I wanted to bring up on the screen that puts him in some very rarefied air, pun very much intended. So this is 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists consecutively. He's done that 17 times in a row. Only Michael Jeffrey Jordan has done it more. So, Jalen, you played in the league. Take us behind the curtain. Like, what is 25 and 5? How hard is that to do?
So, I'm going to show you how the game has changed. And first off, if there's a stat like that, and Michael Jordan only has one season of it, don't take it too serious.
Oh.
Okay? 25, don't take it too serious. Okay. However, in 2000, I think Jamal Mashburn and I were the only two guys in the league that averaged 25 and 5. You progress now. Guys are shooting earlier in the shot clock.
Yep.
Speed of the game.
More possessions.
Has picked up. More possessions.
More three-pointers.
And the game has gotten smaller. The guys that were 6'7" and playing small forward in high school and college are now playing the four.
And more passes per possession, too. You're not just dumping into the block.
Correct. And so based on all of those things, it puts Luka, who's a terrific performer, by the way, we all know this, in a position to do that. And when you don't have those big guys out there like they used to be, those used to be the people gobbling up all the rebounds.
Jalen Rose, who's in the building?
Terror Squad!
Who's in the building?
In the building! Who's in the building? Crack is in the building!
One half of Family Ties.
Fat Joe is here. The album drops tonight, December 6th at midnight.
Off the scene, we were just confirming that I'm going to be like, brother, man, you got to get like, a brother, window for me so I can sneak in through the window.
Done, family.
Like in Martin.
Anything you need.
I mean,
done.
I love being here and sharing the vibe with you guys. You know, Family Ties out at midnight. Press play on your phone and you will be mesmerized. You know, there's a meme they always show with the popcorn.
Yeah.
You got me like 11:59 like that.
And you've been doing this 26 years.
All the guys that said, no, Fat Joe got a hot album. I promise you that album's going to be hot. Then you can play that meme to go.
So you in the news a little bit today. You know, you're promoting the album. You're coming out. You had something to say about Kyrie and KD.
Man, I got so lucky
with that
one.
They didn't want the pressure.
I cross promoted. I didn't know I was going to. Chase KD. Oh my God. I'm getting this social media thing down pat.
But I have to say this. As a performer, you know this. There are different levels to a big stage. Mm-hmm. And Barclays is a one stage. MSG is a whole nother level.
So you're confirming what I was trying to say. And what happens is, it was all in context with, they was talking about Mello.
Yep.
And I said, well, you know what? We don't give him enough credit because he was willing to come up in the, you know, get in the kitchen, you got to stand the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been hard to see him on the Daily News and the Post every day. You're trash. You're whack. That's a big pressure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, whether you believe it or not, no disrespect, God forbid, but there's a reason why the Taliban want to blow up New York. It's the greatest city on earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. And all the money's here. That's why the Garden sold out, Wall Street, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe, and I respect them. Are they superstars? Beyond. Is Kevin Durant probably the best player in the world? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want the heat. They didn't want to come up in there and catch the heat. So I said that. And thank God, KD.
You went back.
You quit. You real quick. Smoke. Yeah. Oh, that's just Joey Crack trying to set that out. Matter of fact, don't get family time. I finally cloud chased him.
Look at the people with the date on there and everything.
Y'all went viral. Yo, you know the Nets gave me smoke.
You from the real account, too.
The Nets gave me smoke, too.
They did?
The Nets. The actual Nets organization was like, yo, Fat Joe, you just mad. You a Nick fan. I'm like, oh!
Yes.
I'm lit.
He ride or die for the Knicks.
That's a fact.
I played there. I've seen you front row multiple times, multiple years.
What's going on with the squad this year?
What's happening?
Oh, this is horrible. This is the worst I've ever seen it, to be honest with you. And I went to the first two games. I'm not telling you I'm not going to no more games this season.
Oh, I'm not going games.
But I went to the first two and my stomach felt like it was eating my stomach.
Mm.
Like I was catching high blood pressure. And for the first, and it's been some horrible Knick teams, but for the first time in my life, I went to the scorer's board and didn't argue, but almost argue with Clyde Frazier. Like I stood there mesmerized. I was like, yo, Clyde, they got Randle bringing down the ball. He don't even got a handle.
No.
Oh my God! Yo, I want to die.
I know.
Don't be off the roof. No, but that's when I said I can't go no more because I'm getting out of character. And Clyde looking at me like, yo, you always could. He's looking at me like, and I'm like, yo, Clyde, but what's going on? I got this boy. If you notice, anytime he ain't got a handle.
No.
He ain't AD. He ain't KD.
He dribbles twice. It's an accident.
But he's bringing it down the court, bro.
On plays.
Basketball 101, bro. Like, what's going on, man? I like Fizdale. I like his wife. I know them. They're beautiful people from Miami. But, yo, Fizz, what is going on? And that's, man.
You think they're going to fire Fizz? You think they will?
No comment.
They can't. You can't. It ain't him. You can look at the roster and be like, this isn't the coach's fault right here. This isn't the coach's fault.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Somebody took the confidence away from Dennis Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it in his face. He's looking like Falk when he was in Philly.
Good example.
Somebody took his confidence away. That boy was high flying out there in Dallas.
360.
Must see TV. Mm-hmm. He came over here. Every time he touches the ball, he has to give it up. I know basketball. I'm tuned in. I got the peripheral vision.
No doubt.
So I see what's going on here. It's bad, bro. It's bad.
You mentioned Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony's back in the league getting buckets. What have you seen from him? You like?
Man, I never realized. I love Carmelo. I've always been a fan, but I never realized how much of a fan. Mm. I have yet to miss a Portland game. I watched every game since Melo started playing. And, man, I just love, you know, God, right? You know, I went to jail for like 4 months, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't my fault, but I went. But me sitting down where you can't go nowhere gave me a good time to look at my life, where I was at, the moves I had to make, how to adjust. So I believe God sat Melo down, put him well through all said. That. And then when he got back on that court, he was like, yo, I got game left.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and then with hip hop, with sports, more with sports, but with hip hop and sports, there's a lot of ageism going on. Sometimes you got players, say when Al Harrington used to drop 40 a game, and they was like, nah, we want to let the young guys grow.
Jamal Crawford averaged 35 in April. He had a 50-point game.
Not in the league.
I want the
young guys to learn.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
And they're cheaper too,
bro.
The young guys are cheaper too.
It's always cheaper. So even if I fly a lot, even when you see flight attendants, when you see a lady looking about 60, 70 and she's been flying for 40 years, she making like $1,000 an hour. Mm. They try to find a way to get rid of this lady so they can get the new girl in there for the $20 an hour.
Correct.
You know,
that's the game.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I knew Melo could ball. You know, I said the same thing about Steph Marbury. Steph Marbury should have ended his career in the NBA, not in China.
Well said, yo.
You know, and you know, it's something, you know, thank God we got the Vince Carters, you know, going hard and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, it's terrible, but Melo's showing you he could ball.
I want to hear about this album.
Family Ties. The greatest album on earth.
Wow. The greatest album on earth.
I believe that in 10 years or 20 years, someone will make almost like a Hamilton play out of this album.
Ooh.
Ooh. This album is so crazy, bro. From A to Z. I can't even sleep. I slept like 2 hours yesterday. Like, you know, it's like it's mine and my brother Dre from Kool & Dre's is our baby. But now we got to cut them biblical cord.
Mm.
So we've been going, my ball. Like everybody been fighting. And now we got to let it go.
So, Joe.
Let the people. Got to give it to the people.
That's right. Give them what they want,
I'll
Joe.
I'll give the people all I want.
So we have the youngest audience at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure these young whippersnappers know you've been doing this for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For you.
But they know who Joe Crack is.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen you promote so many albums. I've never seen you this excited about.
Cause it's a classic and I ain't gonna let nobody steal this from me. I ain't gonna take no talk back. You know, Joe is always humble, take the high road. I'm not doing that. This is a classic. It must be heard. Nowadays, back in the days, if I dropped the album December 6th, you had to wait on a snowstorm for hours to go get the CD.
Yep, on a Tuesday. Come out on Tuesday. Yep, on Tuesdays.
Now, all you gotta do is
I just pushed the button. I already got it.
So, you know, hip hop, I tell people hip hop got like, I call a chemical imbalance to where the OGs can't listen to the young kids. Nah, that's whack if you listen. And the young kids feel like they can't listen to the OGs. So everybody's like kind of stuck in their golden era. So like, if I was to categorize him, I would say in the Fab Five era, that's all he's bumping all day in his car.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like that, right? But me and Dre, we figured out a formula that could get a 12-year-old kid to love all the way up and love Yes, and a 55-year-old rap fan to love all the way up and Yes.
Yep.
So we got that, and it's hard to get that to where, you know, we got that Tom Brady in us.
You do.
Fat Joe has that Tom Brady in him. And I'm as beautiful as Tom Brady. I'm as handsome as Tom Brady.
And much more handsome than Tom Brady.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I keep bumping into guys my age and they look like dinosaurs.
I'm on that too.
We fixed their teeth. Yo, I did that as soon as I got drafted, Joe. Yo, I'm doing the rounds. I'm doing these internet. Jesus Christ. What cream is this guy? You look like he got half a head.
Who else is on the album?
Oh, Eminem.
Yes.
We got the rap GOAT. Eminem.
You said
got,
that song was disrespectful?
No, it's incredible. He rapped for like 60 bars. And we got Mary J. Blige on the same song with him.
Wait, what? Hit the brakes.
Mary J. Blige and Eminem.
In the same song?
They on the same song?
Church on the same song.
And you said he spit how many bars?
About 60 bars.
Wow.
And he's going bad. He said he's the unicorn in the human form. Nah, this guy crazy. Eminem fans will not be disappointed. We got Lil Wayne.
Weezy.
Going crazy. Ooh. We got Bryson Tiller. We got Ty Dolla. We got Jeremiah. Mm. We got Remy Ma. We got Cardi B. Anuel. You know, the Latino thing is really big. Abuelito, ¿qué pasa? Yo sé que tú estás mirando, papi. Te quiero mucho, papi. Now, Anuel, he loves sports. He's tuned in right now.
All right.
He sells out arenas every day. So, Anuel, Cardi B. If I'm, I forget who else. We got everybody.
Listen,
and it doesn't sound like an album that's a jigsaw puzzle. It's like, the reason I say Hamilton is because Eminem goes so crazy and then Mary comes in and you're like, wow, like, how did this happen? And then it leaks into another song and then musically the music
That's what people missing the album.
No,
it has a beginning, middle, and end, like a real thing.
So we usually take 2-3 months to make an album. We took 2 years to make this album. I wanted this to be a classic. I wanted it to sound genius. So when you press play and it sounds productionally and sonic wise, you know, we got my man Jason Joshua, the best engineer in the world, to mix the song. That means we spent a lot of money.
Good for you. Family Ties is out tonight at midnight. Make sure you get that. Pre-order it right now. Joe, I mean it when I say it. You are welcome to come back anytime.
Anytime. Build a window.
We'll get you a window. We'll get you, I'm going to get you a security card.
Brother, man.
We'll get you a card. You come in anytime.
And let's just shoot the breeze, man, because the people got to hear the real.
Give the people what they want.
I feel like you guys are the real. So I want to be a part of the real.
You hear it anytime you want.
Done and done. And I have one favor as a family tie.
Yes, sir.
I please get a picture of you and Pun.
You need to be on the wall.
To put on this wall.
We got to put you on the wall. We got to get you on the wall.
I'm going to get you a classic Big Pun. There's one pick that's the most classic. Well, there's two. There's ones that we dressed up as samurais.
Mm-hmm.
And we could get you that. And there's one that we dressed up like cartoon characters. We went to the Grammys. Everybody, you know, Kanye West and Lil Pump, they mimicked us in that video.
Oh, that's right.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wore the 10X outfits. That was me and Pun. Rich Paul from Clutch Sports is a producer on the
album. I saw that.
He actually produced the beat. With Boy Wonder, they won all the money, Jalen. when Boy Wonder, shout out to Boy Wonder,
yes,
he's a sixth god.
Yes,
he turned
is.
Around and he says, yo, co-producer Rich Paul. Rich Paul who? He said, Rich Paul, you know LeBron's Rich. I'm like, ain't that guy making laws in LA? He got time to make beats.
Just okay is never okay. Whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team. But after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network. That's AT&T. Just like the best of the best of college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest with what letter and where the tailgate is going down or where your tickets are, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. We want to thank Fat Joe for coming through. Make sure you get Family Ties tonight. Jalen, the Pistons lost. Pistons, they're kind of trash. But this game was interesting. They had Giannis and the Bucks in town. And Giannis and Blake were kind of going back and forth all game long. You know I love it. You know I love the pettiness. You know I love the tension, the animosity. Jalen, what do you think about Giannis and Blake going back and forth all day?
This is what competition should be all about.
Mm-hmm.
They're in our conference. Blake, unfortunately, was unable to play last year the most of the series because he was injured. Giannis is the reigning MVP. And if you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. You give him a rope, he'll be a cowboy.
Yeah.
You got to stand up when you go against the best players in the game. And this guy's scoring at a clip in the paint like no big we've seen since Shaq. Except he's also now doing walk-up three-pointers.
He really is.
He's improved that point of his game. So I'm just screaming at the TV last night watching my Pistons. Don't be so mean, Giannis. Like, just don't be so mean. Why you gotta be like that on us?
Well, he talked about the back and forth between him and the Pistons after the game. Let's check in.
They already swept us in the playoffs last year.
Let's listen to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
At that point, I was like tired. Like, I was like, they're gonna do this all night. At first, I was like trying to like talk back, you know, try to let them know I'm like, you know, this is more than basketball. Like, we can stop playing basketball, we can fight.
We can stop playing basketball and we can fight. Do you think he really wants that smoke?
So, he has a wild card.
What's that?
The people sleep on.
What's that?
Brothers on the team, too.
Yeah, his brother's on the team. Big brother's on the team.
And I'm going to throw a couple of names out there for you.
Oh.
Isaiah Thomas, one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy, Walker D. Russell. And why did I bring those names up?
I'm not sure.
It's because when Isaiah got left off the Olympic team, it was alleged Karl Malone. Something to do with that. In a game at Utah, Isaiah Thomas drives to the basket. Karl Malone elbows Isaiah Thomas, gives him 25 stitches on his forehead.
What happened next, Jalen?
People always look at that part of the play. They don't look at who's running off the end of the Pistons bench. Isaiah's best friend all the way down there to make sure he had his brother's back. That's what Giannis' older brother would do if something ever took place on the floor.
You mentioned Giannis hitting threes. He hit four of eight three-pointers, tied his career high.
Don't be so mean.
But look at these threes. First of all, he steps into it. He's getting all that space. He's like, all right, you're going to give me the space. I'm going to take the shot. So, Jalen, he really only hits threes off the dribble. They don't get a lot of those spot-up threes.
He was doing both. He was doing both. Hey, you remember in Slick Rick's Teenage Love, he's like, don't hurt me again.
Yes.
That's how I felt. Because he was dunking in the paint. Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the guy, I don't care where you playing, in the backyard, the park, the YMCA, college, pro, high school, I don't care where you playing. Usually the guy that's dunking on everybody, that's taller than everybody, ain't making threes.
Not hitting the threes too. There's nothing you can do about that. And if you go out there and try to shut him down, he'll go right past you and dunk.
Correct.
You give him space, he'll shoot right in your face.
And also, what else I was thinking yesterday, he's unguardable. Just think about this. Put a bigger guy on him. Off the dribble all day.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller guy, spin, dunk. In the paint, switch, dunk. Give me a little room, three. He's balling.
He really is. Let's take a look at the Bucks numbers through this 13-game win streak. Like, the Bucks are really out here doing it. 13 games, and look at what they've got. 122 points a game, Jalen. 122 points a game, and they're shooting 50% from the floor. Jalen, four times they've scored over 130 points.
And while I say he has a brother on the team, mm-hmm. guess who else have a pair of brothers on that team.
Lopez brothers?
Correct.
Twins?
Correct. And both of those guys, while Brooke hasn't been shooting at the clip this year that he has last year,
yep.
he'll pick it up. Middleton is playing well. He's a former Detroit Piston. Bledsoe continued to drive to the basket, seeing a slash every chance he got. DiVincenzo is playing quality minutes for them.
Staying in the Eastern Conference, Jimmy Butler put up 37 points for the Heat, but it was not enough to beat the Celtics
in
Boston. Jalen Brown had 31 points. He's sneaky, had like a really nice season so far early in the season. So this put the Celtics in second place in the Eastern Conference above the Heat, which was felt a little funny at first to have the Heat and the Raptors up there like that. Do you think the Celtics will stay second in the Eastern Conference throughout the season?
So here's the dynamics that we talked about earlier in this year, and they're kind of playing out exactly in the East how I thought they would. Milwaukee going for the number one overall seed in the NBA.
Yep.
They going for it. Mm-hmm. They understand home court in the East and potentially in the finals could be their ticket to possibly winning it all this year. Philadelphia, their best player is Joel Embiid. We know he's going to miss a lot of games.
Yep, always does.
So therefore, I knew that they couldn't have the second best record in the conference based on that. The Boston Celtics have a young bunch, and they're really good and talented. So they understand the marathon. You got Tatum and Brown and Marcus Smart and Kemba, who hasn't been great as of late, but they're going to go hard for the regular season. So don't be surprised if the Celtics don't maintain and keep the number two seed think Philly falls to three. And I'm about to give you a sleeper. Toronto, give them love like we did on the other day.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you somebody, do not sleep on.
Who am I not sleeping on?
Indiana Pacers.
When's Oladipo coming back? When is Oladipo coming back?
They're maintaining without him. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Brogdon is so very mature. When I'm watching games, you know what I call him? Senator Brogdon.
Oh, okay.
He's like he's 15 years older than everybody else. He's so responsible. He's so philanthropic. Well,
another playoff team in the East was in action last night. The Nets beat the Hawks to get over 500. They're now 11-10. They're doing it without Kyrie Irving. They had four players that had 20 or more points. What do you think about this balanced Nets attack versus when they have Kyrie?
What I tell you about that basketball when it's moving? People feel better about setting that pick, feel better about grabbing that rebound. And unfortunately for Kyrie, this narrative from Boston is now going to dog him with the Nets.
Yep.
Because you see him as a dynamic one-on-one player. He going to give you the oohs and ahs and break a lot of ankles. But when he going into his bag, not only is the defense watching, teammates are watching too.
Mm.
So now with him being out, give up a good shot to get a great shot. Spencer Dinwiddie has been balling, but still, like you said, they're now understanding they don't have that all NBA talent on the floor. They're doing it by committee.
Well, let's take a quick look at the Nets with and without Kyrie. Now, these stats can be misleading because you don't really take into account who their opponents are. You know what I mean? But it is noteworthy.
Well, 10 games is a great sample.
It's noteworthy. They're scoring less, but the other team is scoring less, and the field goal percentage is about the same. What do you think about this?
There's something to be said for a group of guys buying into a system that Kenny Atkinson had already set up before Kyrie arrived.
Yeah.
And it's not just without him. They're without Caris LeVert also.
Good point.
And most people would think going into the season that those are their two best players. So it just showed you how they've doing a terrific job with that team. We saw DeAndre Jordan playing minutes for them.
Shout out to Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
He's playing well.
We got to get him on the show.
Jalen, sometimes
he got the best goatee in the game.
We need to rely on your experience in the National Basketball Association. We need you to take us behind the curtain. Chris Paul, no longer on the Rockets, was traded to the Thunder. He said that GM, Daryl Morey, guaranteed him that he would not be traded. And he said that he was shocked when he was traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Felt a certain way about it. Jalen, take us behind the curtain.
Okay.
What happens when you get traded?
Okay. I've been traded 150 times. Okay. This is how this works. Okay. I'm going to detail two phone conversations for you. One happened in San Antonio. Okay. You're on the phone with Masai Ujiri.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you can make a trade and swap DeMar DeRozan and Kawhi. Masai just told DeMar, well, you know, we want to keep you, bro.
Yeah, of course.
And then he walks out of the room and Pop calls. And then you could get Kawhi. Guess what happens?
We're not going to keep you, bro.
That changes.
Yes.
That changes.
Yes.
Same thing with Chris Paul. It's like, yeah, we love you, CP3.
Of course.
And then Sam Presti called like, oh, Russ available?
You know what you don't say? I'm thinking about trading you. It's like breaking up with somebody. You don't tell them, like, you know what? I'm thinking about breaking up with you. No, you one day you just do it.
That ain't true. Because every time you get into a disagreement with your mate, at some point somebody says that.
At some point somebody says
that.
You know who's never saying that? Me. My wife is too good for me. I'm never saying that.
But you're married.
She might take me up on it.
You're married. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. But when you are on a team, you usually clearly don't want the player to know you're going to move them because they're not going to be as invested knowing that you're not as invested in them and their future isn't there.
We've got a segment catered just for you.
Thank you.
It's called Keep It Moving. So if you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
To Cal.
We have some Eli Manning news. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Future Hall of Famer. They stink this year. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Got some bad news for Cam Newton. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Cam Newton is going to have foot surgery, which will effectively end his season. Kyle Allen looks pretty good early, but not so good lately. What do you think the future is for the quarterback position in Carolina?
So a few dominoes took place this year with the Panthers.
Yep.
One, they change ownership. Usually when you change management or ownership, they want to bring in their own people, whether they realize it or not.
Ron Rivera's gone.
So therefore, you make a change to the coach. When the quarterback gets hurt, you think Allen may be the guy. He starts off 4-0. That he's not the guy. But then you realize something. We need to build this team around Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy Cam is getting foot surgery. I believe, of course, he's going to land on his feet elsewhere next year. Speculation early, it may be Chicago.
Maybe with your Lions. Who knows?
Maybe.
Moving on. Tyson Fury is doing something I would never do. Taunting Deontay Wilder. Yes, yes, that's right. Check out Tyson Fury in his living room, what he had to say about Wilder.
I'm turning in. Wilder, sucker. Pop, pop. Don't be sleeping on me, boy. Because you can't hit me, you can't see. Couldn't finish me last time. Pop, 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 boom. Boom. Hey, pop, pop. Hey, 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 hey. Up. Pop, pop, pop. This is what you call.
I have so many comments. I have so many comments. Number one, your living room is too small, dog. I mean, he's a gigantic man. He's rich. He's a champ. Yeah, I get a bigger man. Those curtains are terrible. You see those curtains? And he got the baby seat back there. Whoever's filming the thing, probably the baby was filming it. It's such a low angle. Yeah, I get some more dynamic camera work, Mr. Fury.
I just want fight fans to appreciate the greatness of Deontay Wilder.
Mm-hmm. I want Tyson Fury too.
Now, granted, in his previous fight, he did lose the first 6 rounds, and he wasn't doing much boxing. But I tell you what, if somebody that saw Mike Tyson in his prime, explosive knockouts.
Yep.
He's giving us that.
Yeah.
42 fights, 41 KOs. Mm. How about that ratio? We need to go to this fight.
I want to see this fight. I want to see this fight. Jalen.
Both friends of the program. Hopefully we'll have them on to promote it.
You know how we all have guys that we love in the NBA? Not necessarily superstars, just guys that we love. I've got a new one, Jalen Rose.
Ooh.
Devontae Graham. If you're not on League Pass and you're not watching Hornets games, you are missing a breakout star, Devontae Graham. He had 10 threes in the last game, Jalen. 10.
Yeah, hit the brakes on this.
I forgot to say it. I got so excited. Jalen, 10 threes.
And just so you know.
What are you going to tell me?
He had over 10 assists the game before that.
Yes.
And you ready for this?
What?
That's his hometown team.
Oh. Oh.
How about that?
I like this.
So,
you know who this is bad for? Terry Rozier.
Correct. But this is what I've been saying about their squad. When you pick so many lottery guys back to back to back to back, at some point, you need one of the players on your roster to become a star. Here's a guy that was not a lottery pick, clearly.
No.
Okay? So now all of a sudden, 10 threes in a game, very impressive.
I love Devontae Graham. He's one of my guys. Moving on, we have a Nas Carter update. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
We're definitely hitting the brakes.
Oh, we're hitting the brakes for this one. Every time Nas Carter does anything, we're putting him on the show. He is Jay-Z's nephew. He had 13.6 boards in the game against, I believe, Eastern Washington. Jalen. It was his uncle's birthday yesterday. Do you think he texted his uncle before the game?
Absolutely. Imagine the text that Jay must have got if he wasn't at the hospital when he was born and they was trying to come up with names. Like, so.
Let me explain something
to you. We're going
to
name him after one of the greatest MCs of all time. Yeah. Are you going to name him after your uncle? Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Finally, Marcus Morris has an injury that I can really relate to.
Wow.
Keep moving or hit the brakes.
If you can relate, we got to hit the brakes.
Marcus Morris has a neck injury, and he's going to be out a couple games. You know how he got injured?
Huh.
His one-year-old son jumped on him while he was in bed. As someone with three little children, they have no remorse. They have no mercy whatsoever. They will jump on you and treat you like a jungle gym all day long.
And he's been knocking down the threes at a high clip this year as one of the best range shooters in the league. I'm pretty sure you could relate, as you said, and the kicking, the elbows.
All of it.
The knees.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I need to wear a protective cup. I need a protective cup. Because these kids don't understand that there's certain parts of the anatomy are more sensitive than others.
I'll finish your joke for you.
What's that?
You always complain about having 100 kids. Maybe you should have wore a protective cup.
No, productive. It was too productive.
Maybe you should have worn a protective cup.
Jalen, I need you to psychoanalyze me for a second.
Okay.
You know, I don't really care about sports teams. I love sports. I love the leagues. I love the games. But I don't really care that much about teams.
You're a die-easy fan.
The Cowboys and the Bears play tonight. Why am I always rooting against the Cowboys?
I don't think it's that you're rooting against them. I just think that they get discussed so much.
I feel like I resent that.
And analyzed and overanalyzed and psychoanalyzed so very much. By the time the game start, it's almost like...
I have Cowboys fatigue.
Yeah, you have
fatigue. I'm over it. And, I root for chaos. And I want them to lose and finally go away and bad things to happen to them.
I'm sorry to all the
people of Dallas that love the Cowboys. I just don't.
Here's what you should be doing as a football fan, though.
What's that?
Room for Dak Prescott. I know that they're 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody that plays a lot of fantasy football, trust me, you're having a better season than Aaron Rodgers.
Good point.
Than Tom Brady.
James Harden is averaging 39.5 points. In his previous two games, he had 60 and 50. Tonight, they play the Raptors in Toronto. Jalen, you famously recognize the fact that Toronto nightlife is nothing to be underestimated. And James Harden likes to get out. Do you think he can continue his hot streak, or will Toronto nightlife take him down?
Toronto nightlife keeps him under his average.
You think so?
Definitely.
That's going to knock off 10, 15 points of your production.
And it just so happened they got multiple perimeter defenders that can switch out on them. They have Powell, they have Pascal, they got Anunoby. They're really terrific defensively. Their bigs play good in space. Gasol and Ibaka. They've locked down some of the best players in the league. They've held Joel Embiid to zero.
Jalen,
this season.
There's something on the line tonight. Something's on the line in the Nuggets-Knicks game.
What's that?
If Nikola Jokic scores under 20 points, I'm way off the bandwagon.
What?
If he goes under 20 points again, this will be, I believe, his sixth straight game of under 20 points. Remember, is this your king right here? Is that your king? Is that your MVP?
Oh, you got Clint.
Is that your king? Is that your MVP?
Go to work, Joker!
My fault. I thought you were supposed to be in the corner there. Look at the Joker.
Little floater.
Oh. Jalen, if he goes under 20 tonight, I'm out on the stretch mark five. I'm out on the stretch mark five.
Is that a reflection of who he's playing against? Would you be saying this if he's playing against any team?
Against the Knicks, you gotta get 20. Knicks will fix any slump. The Knicks will fix any scoring slump.
I'm rolling with the Joker.
If he doesn't, you think he gets over 20 tonight?
Triple double tonight.
He's got to.
Triple double.
He's
with 20.
Got to.
Watch.
The stretch mark five, I'm out on you.
Jokic, don't 20, feel bad if he's not a fan of
stretch
yours.
Stretch mark five.
You're not easy anyway.
Jalen.
Yes, sir.
There's some things we have to discuss. They're a little too hot for TV. There's a guy named Tim Ryan, and he's a radio broadcast analyst for the San Francisco 49ers. And he was talking about Lamar Jackson's play action ball fakes. What did he say, Jalen?
So here's what Mr. Tim Ryan had to say. He's the 49ers radio analyst. Now, they're having a terrific season, so I don't attribute this to the players or the coaches or even the organization. This is one individual speaking. However, stupidly, here's what that individual said. He was talking about Lamar Jackson. And I'm laughing because it's just like,
it's so dumb. Yeah.
He basically said Lamar Jackson's dark skin helps him disguise a dark football when running fake handoffs.
He said the dark skin, the dark uniform, and the dark football are what make it so difficult to decipher whether or not he's going to keep the ball or not.
So I want to do something on our show one day where I talk about what looks different in the game. And it's okay. Christian McCaffrey, a white running back, one of the best in the game.
Christian McCaffrey's white?
It looks different.
Didn't even notice.
We haven't seen that in a long time.
Didn't notice.
The backup for the Saints.
Who, my man Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill. It looks different.
Teddy Bridgewater's really the backup, yeah.
Taysom Hill.
Love Taysom Hill.
He gonna get a chance to start one day. It looks different to see him doing what he's doing out there on the football field. But you know what else looks different?
What's up?
And you know what else looks still the same in football?
What's that?
Which one you want first?
What's different?
What's different? The top quarterbacks in the NFL happen to be black. Patrick Mahomes is the reigning MVP. Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson are the favorites basically this year. And that's okay. You know what looks the same?
What's up?
Kickers.
No, kickers look different.
So I want to tell you young football players out there something. I'm watching NFL football every Sunday, seeing more missed field goals than ever.
It's weird.
More missed extra points than ever.
Ever.
So all football players and black football players, there's some jobs out there as kicker. I only remember one. That's like Reggie Roby.
Yeah, Roby. Remember him with the Dolphins?
Yeah, and our guy.
And remember he would punt the ball and his toes would be like over his head?
Yes.
I'll never forget Reggie Roby's kicking style.
And our guy for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Our guy.
Yeah.
I forgot his whole name. Marquette King.
Yeah. Marquette King.
Where's he at?
They got him out of the league.
Where you at, King? Where's he at?
I need to talk to him about why they got him out of the league. Cause he was good.
He was good. What happened?
He was good.
We need to do an investigation.
He was having too much fun.
We need to do an investigation.
Marquette King was having too much fun.
That was my guy.
So the black quarterback.
I completely forgot about his existence.
Black quarterback excellence has changed the way that position looks. Kickers still look the same. Outliers, Taysom Hill. McCaffrey.
So, Jalen, when you say you want to do it on the show one day, and then you do it, how do we do it on the show?
Because this is the podcast. We can still do things that we're going to talk about things usually that end up being on the television show.
Okay.
We do shows every day. There's another thing I got to address real quick.
What's that?
Shout out to my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. There was a gentleman.
We need a new air horn, Reg.
That said he was divorcing us.
What happened? Divorcing us?
Yeah. There's a gentleman said he was divorcing us.
Who's that?
His name is Kid Rock. Okay? He said some inflammatory things.
Yeah.
Before he was exited off a stage by his own security. And he had a restaurant in downtown Detroit, David Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
Connected to Little Caesars Arena where the Pistons play.
Okay.
He won't have that restaurant anymore.
Why not?
Because of what I just told you.
Some of the things he said?
Yeah, some really inflammatory things.
Trending for the wrong reasons.
Some really inflammatory things. And so, I applaud the Illiches, the Pistons, Platinum Equity, for moving swiftly and fastly. I also applaud the individuals who stood on the table to make sure it happened. And so, you know how much pride I take in my hometown. You look handsome today in that jacket. And for our city, we're at a crossroads right now. An economic one. Because on one hand, you have really successful entrepreneurs and billionaires that are doing a terrific job of rebuilding downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But what ends up happening is Detroit isn't a city where families, quote unquote, live there. Families live on the north side, the east side, the west side, the south side.
Yep.
Downtown is more entrepreneurial, more business, more that's where people live to work type of thing.
Yep.
Transient. And so I'm trying to use my voice to be somebody to help bridge that gap between corporate interests and charity and or support that actually makes it to the hood. JRLA is an anchor for that. And so I'm proud of my city, and I'll keep you posted on the progress.
Please do. All your sports teams are trash, though. It's not helping. Not helping at all. How the Lions doing? How the Pistons doing? How the Tigers doing? What about the Red Wings? How are the Red Wings doing? Let's check in on the Red Wings.
I can't stand you.
Let's see where the Red Wings are. Maybe he got something.
For those that don't know, Jacoby's a Die-Easy fan, so I can't get on him about his teams.
Maybe you guys got something.
You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I want to be governor of Michigan.
What?
Because the Flint water crisis would have never taken place and still be taking place without me standing on the table. The funding for charter schools would not have gotten cut.
You want to be governor of Michigan?
Either mayor of Detroit or governor of Michigan.
Jalen, here's my concern. What's going to happen to the show then?
I can still do the show.
Can't still do the show. You can't be on TV every day laughing about Nas Carter and then be trying to fix the city of Detroit.
We got a reality star in the White House right now. What do you mean I can't do the show?
He ain't currently filming The Apprentice.
You ever seen his Twitter account?
Stick to sports.
It's all facts.
Stick to sports. I'm so excited for Fat Joe to come through.
Me too.
He's coming through soon. I just texted Zuriel, our talent producer. Big shout to Zuriel.
Lean back.
Fat Joe. Oh, he's got so many hits. He's got three decades of hits.
I should put on John Blaze. You remember how dope the song John Blaze was?
Of course. Of course. That was my era. Jalen, before Fat Joe gets here, I want to do some gossip.
Okay, cool.
I don't really pay attention to this stuff, but I found this one interesting.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake is filming a movie called The Palmer.
I love Justin Timberlake.
Me too. Talented young man.
Did you know he's what, part owner of Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, I did know that. So he's filming a movie called The Palmer, and they're filming in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out with his co-star. There's a lot of empty glasses on the table. And, you know, he's Justin Timberlake. He's a big deal. It's hard to hide when you're Justin Timberlake. Some people noticed him. And they noticed his co-star's hand on his leg. And they took pictures of it. And they noticed him holding hands with his co-star. So he put out a statement saying that he had a lot to drink and that he didn't represent his family the way that he wanted to.
Ooh.
But nothing happened.
This is some gossip.
So I have some questions for you, Jalen Rose.
Oh, wow.
Number one, here's one thing I absolutely hate. Blaming alcohol. Can't blame the alcohol. Can't do it. I know my wife wouldn't be trying to hear it.
Man, what about blaming medicinal?
Can't do that either. You can't do it.
What about prescription
pills?
You can
never be like, oh, you know what happened? I was drunk. That's why her hand was on my leg. Like, no.
People don't make good decisions, however, when they're inebriated, David.
I know, but the truth comes out, though. Like, if it was a seed when you're sober, it turns into a plant when you're drunk. You know what I mean? But there's still a seed there when you're sober. So you're still violating.
So having a lot of friends in entertainment, one of the things that I learned that when you're shooting a movie with someone.
Intimate.
It's intimate.
It's intimate. I bet the two of them are love interests too.
That's one of the tricky dynamics.
Have you seen in Jalen vs. Everybody?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah, I would assume they would have had to get there if we'd have kept doing more episodes.
Would Molly be okay with that?
We didn't get that far.
It ain't a problem until it's a problem.
It wasn't going to be a problem until I came home with it in the script. And I was going to be like, hey, you know.
I saw some scripts for the Jacoby character. There's a couple lines the Jacoby character had where I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
And that's
my name right there.
And just so you know, this is going to make you happy.
What?
That Jalen versus Everybody project?
Yeah.
It ain't dead.
It's never dead.
It ain't dead.
It's never dead.
Because we have new things now that we didn't have before.
It's never dead.
You know what they are? Like Netflix. Hulu.
They had all that back then, but sure. They're buying now. They're in the buyer market. They're buying now.
YouTube.
Original content.
Television.
Very important. Original content's very important.
That project ain't dead. But this time, you ready for this? You gotta play you.
You gotta have Jacoby play Jacoby. Come on. Richard Summer's great and everything. But they also wrote me as a complete Herb. You know what I mean? I was about to say the N-word in one of the early scripts. I remember me and my wife are reading the script. They're like, they got me out here trying to say the N-word. I don't know how I feel about this. My wife was mad. My wife was like, well, you can't do that. I said, let's just see if it makes the final pass. Let's see if that line makes the final cut. It's like I said, you can't be mad about things we say in the meeting. You can be mad about things we say on air.
Correct.
You know, you know what? Sometimes me and Jalen get together and complain a lot. I got a complaint. We need some mugs, man. What's it take to get us some mugs?
Yeah, we do need some
mugs.
We do need some mugs.
Control room, can we get some mugs?
Because I kind of drink hot tea every day show.
They can't be that expensive. You know what? I'll get some mugs myself.
I'll get
them. You did with the hoodies. Yeah. We'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll do it ourselves. This is a Pop the Trunk. It's still a Pop the Trunk production. I know it's sold out.
How should we give away the hoodie?
So you just want to give these hoodies away, right? A couple things. Number one, we got to save some for our live event. We're going to have some live events.
Stay tuned.
And I think we need people to earn the hoodies. You gotta really earn the hoodies. So it's a high quality garment. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just a flimsy little t-shirt.
No, those cost me $2,500.
It's a high quality garment. It's a warm hoodie. We got to give them away during the winter. Can't give them away in the summer. Jalen took money out of his own pocket, got hoodies for the people. So we're going to do some sort of contest or some sort of something.
Our guest is here.
It's happening right now.
Yes. There.
John Blaze.
Yes.
Fat Joe just walked in the studio.
Woo!
What's up, family?
Are y'all ready?
Family ties.
Yeah, we on the topic. Yo, we got the IG interactive
on right now.
Tell you something, man. Hottest album of the year.
Ooh.
Taking No Talk Back.
Ooh.
It's a classic.
Ooh. You've been saying that.
No, no. It is a classic.
What do you want me to do?
You look good, man.
He's ready.
Right? He's ready. He's going to take care of you.
Joe hyped up.
Wow.
I'm warmed up. I was over there stretching outside.
I was stretching.
I got my A game today.
We're ready for it. We are ready for
it. Album come out midnight. Family ties. I call it the Chronic 2020.
Ooh.
Me and my brother Dre from Kool & Dre teamed up and made a duo album. But everything like intertwines to everything. So we got Eminem.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Marshall.
Marshall in there. We got Lil Wayne on there.
Breezy.
We got Mary on there. Mm. We got a song with Eminem and Mary J on the same song. Never happened before.
I need to hear
it. Bryce,
you know what? I'm going to do the thing where I pre-get it.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to pre-get it right now.
you got to pre-get it. Now, you know, this.
I'm going to get it right now. So when I wake up in the morning, it'll be right there on my phone. Because I go to bed before midnight.
You do?
Yeah, I got
you. No, for albums like this, I stay up. Yeah.
And so.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You're a seasoned veteran, okay? How many years in the industry?
Seasoned.
How many years in the game?
They telling me 26. It ain't feel like that. It ain't feel like that, but they telling me 26.
Wow.
You know, the single's top 10 right now with Cardi B and Anuel.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm feeling like, who is the biggest vet? Well, right now it's Vince Carter.
LeBron. Ooh. 17
no, no,
years.
No. LeBron ain't played longer than Vince Carter.
Oh, who got the most years?
Who got the most years?
Vince.
Still could put something down. Well, I guess you're trying to tell me that LeBron's going to make history for being like the oldest vet still killing.
Boom. Mm-hmm. I got you.
LeBron ain't
coming
up the bench.
Tim Duncan? Who was
Dirk?
You remember that Dirk too, but that you remember that championship series, that last game, man. That boy Tim Duncan gave him all he got.
Yes.
He was down there going crazy on them. I think he scored 40, 50 points that game. It wasn't enough to win.
No.
But he was going crazy. Listen, you guys definitely pay your AC bill.
Listen, we keep it cold here.
Brick.
We keep it cold in here.
Should I bring the fur in now?
You did. Look how frosty you are.
This is what I mean, frosty. I mean, below zero in the winter.
Hey, you can hit
me. We keep it cold in here.
Sheesh.
It's like a casino. Keeps us up. Keeps us awake.
Damn. I feel like this is a meat factory.
It's like a walk-in closet.
Butcher.
It's basically a walk-in closet in here.
This is a butcher fest.
It is.
This is like, yo, this is absolutely cold.
Wow, yo, 26 years.
26.
You came
You're
to
not
my
retiring.
House. The first time I met you, you came to my
yes,
house.
That's right. Babito.
Babito with the sneakers.
It's the shoes, yep.
And I was busting my bubble yesterday trying to remember, I know this guy from back in the day,
yep.
And then I was like, all right, he came to my house.
You know what? We came to your house, we shot a thing, and then after we were done, we wrapped up and everything, he was like, y'all want something to eat? Like, you guys want something to eat? So I was like, oh, look at this guy.
That's how I go.
Yeah, Fat Joe, what a host.
That's how I go, man.
That was when you started licking the bottom of shoes. That was very start of the movement.
Family ties.
Ooh.
Who did you ever play against that you felt was like your family, but you had to give them the business?
That's a great question. I was fortunate enough to have two high school teammates make the pros and two college teammates make the pros. Chris Webber and Juwan Howard.
Don't do that. Don't go there.
So
you might have heard of them.
Yeah. So I had to play against them. And so it was tricky.
It's tricky.
When they drive to the basket, do you give them the hard foul?
You didn't want to embarrass them.
Yeah, you didn't want to embarrass them.
I've seen games like that where
you don't want to embarrass.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you don't want to do that.
Do you remember any game specifically where you gave Chris or Juwan a bunch of points?
I remember.
They didn't really cover.
I remember because they were big guys. I remember one time when they came to Denver. They played together.
You take them out the night before?
Of course.
There you go.
Of course, take them out.
You were drinking water shots.
Hey, bartender, give me the water. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shout out Juwan Howard, man. He's an ill coach now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, family. You're doing a great job.
He wanted that job so bad. You know, I'm cool with Juwan in Miami.
No doubt.
And I was like, yo, Juwan, damn, I don't know if I'm talking too much.
No, let it cook.
All right, so I was like, you know, I was not you, guy on the speaker. I'm talking to Juwan, not the voice of God. I'm talking about guy code, you know, brother code. But I was like, yo, man, you coaching in the NBA and you going to college. He was like, first of all, you know, it's always been my dream to coach there. And number two is, it's so hard coaching young kids that got $100 million contracts. Mm. He feels like the passion is more in college ball, which we all agree. You know what I'm saying? But yo, shout out Juwan Howard, man.
College ball is about to be in trouble with all the stuff with the payment and the likeness and this and that. And then you're going to get away with the one and done rule.
That's what's
going to
be.
And then you got people going overseas to get paid, like RJ Barrett and LaMelo Ball. Like, college basketball is about to change.
And all of the top players, instead of going to college now, they're going to be able to enter the draft again.
Yeah.
So that's going to water down the product some.
I don't know, man. I'm not into working for free. So I think, it's an idea whose time has come. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, you know, there's certain rules. I keep telling people, like, it's different eras and different things got to get. It's a hybrid. You know, people, we used to go to school, they had books this big. My daughter got a computer as small as that paper.
Correct.
With all the information.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, I've always, you know, enjoyed college sports. But when Zion broke the sneaker.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, it can happen.
It can happen. And by the way, he can't now go back to Duke, or the coach can't say, I don't trust this sneaker. I want to wear these Pumas. I want to wear these other kicks because they're contractually obligated. So therefore, he got to wear them for free.
And how much money goes to Zion for that?
None.
He did make a lot of money breaking that sneaker, though, because Nike had
it. No, but that was crazy, though, man. Like, if you really think about how many kids sell jerseys and sell, you know, tickets and all that and get nothing. I mean, the rules got to change.
The worst is, oh, no, they get a scholarship. It's worth $40,000, please.
And all the...
And nobody ever does what they go to school for.
In life.
No.
Whatever your major is, you ain't worth
your money. When you send kids to college just to tell your people, yo, my kids graduated college, they're never going to do that.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? If you sell tacos and your kid graduated from college and you parade the kid around, before you know it, he's going to get the hybrid taco stand.
Yep.
He doesn't want to engineer. You know, he doesn't want to be an engineer.
And then that's why you have celebrities out here trying to buy degrees and getting locked up for it.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's a whole different Jalen.
Those are my people. Those are my people.
No.
Those are my people. I'll take that one.
We got one of your guys on the album, Eminem.
Yes.
God.
Yes. So in 26 years, I've been a fan and a supporter and a friend of yours. I must say this. I've never seen you this excited for an album.
Oh, no. It's a classic, bro. I'm not lying to you. I ain't got nothing. I've been waiting all my life for this one.
Ooh.
Like, I've been waiting all my life. And I'm going to tell you why. Right? I'm going to tell you why. And it's funny that you got a statue of Jada Kiss there. Right? I'm going to tell you why. The guys that we call rap gods and put them on the rap Mount Rushmore, they've all had bona fide classic albums. So you say Illmatic, you say Reasonable Doubt, mm-hmm. you say Paid in Full, you say Chronic, Dr. J. So what makes you like a rap god is you gotta put out a classic. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly never felt like Fat Joe put out a classic. I'm gonna be honest with you. Fans of mine argue, they say Don Cartagena, Jose, cool, thank you for supporting me, but I made sure this album was a classic.
Wow, the albums you just referenced, I felt like it was classic.
No. That, nothing is like this. This is over. It's over for everybody. And so
I listened to John Blaze 10 times last night.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Ooh.
What happened to me was When I first started rapping, everybody was so much better than me. I used to look like, wow, these guys are way better. So all the guys I used to look up to, I was like, yo, these guys rap so much better than me. They're incredible. Could I ever rap like them? Or maybe like you balling and you like, yo, could I ever get that move? Right. And like 10 years ago, I realized, I said, yo, either these guys are getting worse or I'm getting just as good as these guys. Mm. And at that point, I said, all right, I got this. This is going to be a marathon. I'm going to keep dropping hits till I go. And that's how I'm going to beat these guys.
I want to thank Fat Joe. And I want to tell you, get Family Ties right now.
No doubt.
Pre-order it. If you listen to this on Friday, get it in your phone right now. Classic album. Fat Joe's welcome to come back anytime. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Karis?
What they want.
Woo!